Ukraine's president says his forces have retaken a strategic town as part of a counteroffensive against Russian forces. The capture of the town of Lyman on Saturday is seen as a key moment in the fighting. It's in Donetsk, one of the four regions recently claimed by Russia. Rory Challens has more from Kyiv.
After that important victory over the weekend in taking the town of Lyman, the Ukrainian troops are still pushing. So they are trying to consolidate their positions and move further into Russian-occupied territory. The Russians have retreated to the town of Krimina, and they're trying to dig in there, trying to establish new lines of defense. And the Ukrainians are trying to harry them and prevent them from becoming too embedded. Now, there is also a pretty big offensive that's just happened over the last, well, a few hours down in the south of the country, in the Kherson region.
The Iranian supreme leader says he's heartbroken by the death of Mahsa Amini, but criticized what he called planned protests. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed the U.S. and Israel for the mass demonstrations that have spread across Iran. 22-year-old Amini died after being detained by the so-called morality police for violating headscarf laws. There is outrage in the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces killed two Palestinians during a raid of a refugee camp near Ramallah. Israel says its soldiers opened fire after Palestinians tried to ram them with their car. The British government is making a dramatic U-turn on its mini-budget that was announced just 10 days ago. Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng is reversing his proposed scrapping of the top rate of income tax. The president of Indonesia's Arema Football Club says he's ready to take full responsibility after 125 people were killed in a stampede following a match on Saturday. People have been paying tributes outside the stadium. Brazil's presidential contest is headed for a runoff. Leftist candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva won the first round of voting, but not with the numbers needed to avoid a second round.
This week on The Take, we speak to Russians fleeing Vladimir Putin's military draft and take a look at what this means for Russia's war in Ukraine. Find The Take wherever you get your podcasts.